Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
What's that?
Yeah.
Jack Jenkins Greenfield.
Hey, how's it going, man?
I'm good.
I'm good.
Zach, let me ask you a question.
Sure, sure.
I've been looking at, what you sent me, but I ain't had time to get it together because I'm riding. I'm trying to get it all the time. I can't end before Thanksgiving. I got a question, though.
Sure, sure.
All right, I've cashed 6 months in the most recent bank statement.
Yes.
When you said, on the tax return, first 2 pages, the most recent business. All right, suppose I ain't been in, this is my first year in business with this company. Well, nope. I won't be. So I need to wait a few more months before I send you this, because I ain't got no tax return right now.
No, that's okay. If you could produce a profit and loss, basically they just want to see, you know, the sales for the year for the business. I know that it's a startup business. They just want to see kind of the cash flow. If you could produce a profit and loss, that would be just as good as the tax return.
Produce a what
now? It's called a profit and loss sheet, and it just kind of shows, you know, your sales for the year.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, and then if that's an issue, we do have a couple programs where we wouldn't need a tax return, but it just kind of limits your options, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, if I had to wait till March or whatever to do it, I'd just have to wait till then, but that's why I want to ask you about.
No, we can still... we could definitely still go ahead and, see what we can make available for you if you don't have the tax return. There's some options out there for you, so we don't have to wait.
Okay.
Let
me see that. So, invoice on truck and trailer, that ain't no problem. Okay, well, that's the only question I need to ask you.
Okay, perfect. You out on the road currently? Are you out riding right now?
Yeah, I'm out riding right now.
When you...
I don't know, it looks like it's slowing down. I might get back home by Friday. I don't know. But
okay.
I'm trying to stay out here till at least Wednesday next week.
Gotcha.
Everything will be done. You know, I don't want to go back and then come back. So I'm trying to stay out here till Wednesday.
Exactly. Just make as much as possible.
Yeah, after that, everything going to be slow for the rest of the week.
Okay. So, do you want to shoot that stuff over after when things slow down after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, let me do this. Yeah, because I ain't trying to go back home right now. I'm trying to stay out here.
I hear you. How about this? I'll give you a holler. That Monday or Tuesday after Thanksgiving, and check in with you, and then we'll just go from there.
Yeah, that's getting it. Yeah, cause I'll be at home Wednesday. Well, probably Wednesday night in time of Thanksgiving. So Friday, the bank open back up.
I'll
pull out these bank statements, see some bank statements, and probably get some of this stuff together and send it to you.
Sounds good. And if you have any questions, you can always give me a call, man. I'm here to help you out.
All right. I ain't putting you off, but I'm trying to think of, if this worked for me, I'm trying to see how I want to do it. So, I'm working too. So I think while I'm driving. I do a lot of thinking while I'm driving. So.
Me too, man. Me too. And
So I'm trying to get some things situated for the start next year off. So I got a couple of things in the making for next year.
Okay.
If I do this, I want it to be beneficial, so I ain't got to come back to you and say, well, Zach, I need to do this. I just do everything in one time. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And then, once we get all that dialed in for you, moving forward next year, if you have any other needs or you're looking for growth, we already have that relationship in place. So you can just say, hey, I need some more cash. It just goes smoothly.
That's what I'm trying to do. But like I said, I got a few big things on the plate for next year. But
nice.
They ain't going to jump off to after February or March of next year.
At least
I've got them in place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's good. I talk to a lot of business owners, and a lot of them don't even have plans already in place for next year. So I think you're ahead of the curve.
Nah, man. I try to look far down the road as I possibly can,
I hear you. I hear you.
What they're saying, they got out of, I can't think of it now. Person that fails to plan, plans to fail or something. Yeah, something like that.
I know what you mean.
I can't foresee the future, but you know, I know God is able, so I put him first and I go on do what I gotta do. I do my part, let him do the rest.
Yep, he's got a plan.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll be in touch.
Sounds good. Hey, I appreciate the call, Jack, and if you have any other questions, just please give me a call, okay?
All right, I'll get this stuff together. I mean, it ain't nothing to get together. I just got to go in my file cabinet and put the papers together and, I have to do, fax them to you?
Yeah, you can fax them or email them, whatever's more convenient for you.
Yeah, so that ain't no problem. I mean, I got all this stuff in, like I said, in my file cabinet. I keep good records of everything, so.
Okay, perfect.
I was just talking about that tax thing because I ain't had that before. You know, the paper you want, I can get my back income to do that quick. So.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Yeah. All right, that'll work. But we'll be in touch.
All right, and if I don't talk to you before then, you'll have a good Thanksgiving, and we'll just
talk.
Hey, I appreciate
that. Where you located at?
I'm in San Diego, California. You ever been down this way?
No.
No?
No, I got a girlfriend there, a nurse.
Oh, yeah?
In California, but she wasn't traveling. She's been trying to get me to come. I told her, nah, baby, I'll see you when you come back home to Atlanta. I ain't going to come to California. But
I don't know. You might like it, man.
Yeah, but that's too far. I got to fly too far. Well,
yeah.
Too far. I went to Vegas, so it ain't further than Vegas, so I don't know.
We're just about 4 hours away from 5 hours from Vegas.
Really? It's warm where you at, ain't it?
Yeah, it's been about 75, 80 degrees this whole week.
Oh, wow, yeah, okay, it's supposed to get down to 50 something about Friday here.
And there's still, we're kind of by the beach, there's still a lot of gorgeous women out in bikinis still.
Yeah, see, that's why I ain't going to come there, because she don't know if I'm coming there, I need her, so I better stay where I'm at.
I hear you, Jack, but don't let me keep.
All right, man, we'll talk.
All right, man. You take care.
All right. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye.